Everyone, we're up to Simon Tuf Tzadi Sif Tes. We're on page 195. Okay, here we go. We're finishing off the final halachas of what happens the rest of Pesach in terms of tefillos. So now we're talking about Shabbos Shalchav and Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So says the Mechaber over Shabbos Shalchav Chol HaMoed. Arvi Shachar is a mincha mispal gedarkel shal Shabbos Omer Yalav Yobav Oda. We do a regular Shemona Esrei of Shabbos, but we add in Yalav Yobo for the Moed. Uvim Musaf, when it comes to Musaf, Omer Seder Musaf Yom Chol HaMoed, you say a regular Musaf of Chol HaMoed, you open up to the Seder of regular Musaf of Yontif, or of Chol HaMoed, and not of Shabbos. Elishim Masker Shalav, we just add in the parts of Shabbos. Omer Yalav Yavo Yavo, we say Yalav Yavo, sorry. Musaf Yom Chol HaMoed. Elishim Masker Shabbos, Yomer Vatitin Lanu, as Yom HaManoach HaZeh. Yom Chag HaMatzah, you add in Shabbos and Yontif, we mention both of them in the middle of Musaf, because Musaf is for Shabbos and Moed. V'chein Omerek Musa Yom HaManoach HaZeh, V'yom Chag HaMatzah, you say both the Korban of Musaf of, we say Musfei. Both Yom Chag HaMatzos is that, and a Shabbos is that. That's why we say, when we say Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we say Musve Yom, because it's got two Korban Musas. The Chotim and the Chatimah, the same thing. Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael V'Azmanim. We have a Chatimah, both Shabbos and for the Moed. Umafter Haisa Alai, the Mafter is Haisa Alai. The Ramah adds in over here, Ve'imaskir Merkaz Aftar El Pesach. When you get up to the Haftorah, though, we do not mention Pesach in the Haftorah, not in the middle of the Bracha, and not in the Chatimah. And also we have the Midag of saying Shir Shir Mashavas Cholamoid. If there is no Shabbos Chol HaMoed, therefore we have Shabbos falls out on the last day of Pesach. So then we say Shir Hashem the last day of Pesach, Shvi'i Shel Pesach. V'chinadim Masukas in Koalas, the same thing with Masukas Koalas. And if it falls on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, you say Koalas Shabbos Chol HaMoed. And if not, then you're going to say it on the last day. V'nagin Lomar Rus B'Shavuos, and the Minig is we just said you say Shir Hashem on Pesach. Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we say Kohelis and Shabbos Chol HaMoed is Sukkis. So we left off with Shavuos. Shavuos, we have a Megillah. Then yeah, we say Megillah's Rus and Shavuos. V'am Nagush Alu Varech Aleim Elo Mikra Megillah Velo Al Mikra Ksuvim. We do not make a bracha on the Mikra Megillah or not on Mikra Ksuvim. So now, let's see over here. We have a bunch of Ahara Zomek on this thing. So number one, we see over here the different Haftorahs over here. We say the Haftorah over here in Sivkat Yudalad says, you say, Haisa Alai, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Yudalad, Hamur Le'in Tchias HaMeisim, talks about Tchias HaMeisim. Why do we talk about Tchias HaMeisim over here during Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach? V'atam, Tchias HaMeisim Yeh B'Nisan. Tchias HaMeisim is supposed to be in Nisan. And also, now he just adds in Tishrei, we say in Shabbos Chol HaMoed of Sukkos, we say Gog u'Magog. We talk about the Milchamas Gog u'Magog, but Gog u'Magog but Tishrei. And Gog u'Magog is supposed to be in Tishrei. Therefore, Al Kemaftirim ben Nisan, Ha'atzamos Yevesh. Therefore, we're talking about the Atzamos Yeveshes of Yechezkel. That is Haisa Alai. You talk about in the end of Yechezkel, it has the prophecy of the Atzamos Yeveshos. Okay, we have over there an inion of Tchias HaMeisim. Talks about Yechezkel. It was real, it was not real. Whatever it is, that's discussed over there. And on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, we are going to say Gogol Magog, because Gogol Magog is supposed to be in Tishrei. That's the reason why Shabbos Chol HaMoed is like that, of Nisan, and Shabbos Chol HaMoed of Tishrei of Sukkos is like that. Fine, that is the Mechaber. Then the Ramah brings on a bunch of important nidum. Let's take it one by one. First, he says we don't say in Birkas Haftorah, we don't mention Pesach in the Bracha of the Haftorah on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Okay, but we have to know the minhag is that we do add it in at Sukkos. So Sukkos, yes. Pesach, no. Why is this? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sivkan Tezvav. So number one, the most simple explanation would be like Pesach. Not to say it would make sense. Why? To be Shabbos Shechab B'chol HaMoed Pesach ain't Haftarah Ba. It'll be Shvil Shabbos, Shvil Vad. Because the only reason we're saying Haftarah is because of Shabbos. Chol HaMoed, we don't have Haftarah. So that Haftarah is not coming because of Pesach. It's coming only because of Shabbos. So we only mention Shabbos, not Pesach. Shereinim Haftir Medavi, B'shar Yimei Chol HaMoed. The Fikach, Omri, Berkas Haftarah, Kabo B'shar, Shabbos HaShana. Therefore, we're going to say the same bracha like we do any other Shabbos of the year. However, the Mr. Brook goes on and Sivkon Ted Zayin Velo Bechatima, the Haino Sheino Choti Rak Bekan Shabbos. Vekotva Achronim, the Beshabbos Chalomoyt Sukkis, Messiah Mikadosh Shabbos Yisrael Vazmanim. Shabbos Chalomoyt Sukkis, we are going to mention in the Chatima Sukkis, we're going to mention Shmikadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. The Chay Master Shal Sukkis Be'emtsa Brachon, also in the middle of the Brachon, will say, Ves Yom Chag HaSukkis Azek, Kamo B'yontov Rishon Shal Sukkis, just like Erev Tziyontif. Why should this be? So very interesting. He says he brings back the reason we saw last time. V'atam shekol yom v'yom ichol amoyed sukkas kikomo b'nei atzmo. Every day of sukkas, it's like its own moed. Mishum dechalukim bekarbonos amusavim, because it's a different karbono, because it's a different korban. And every day of sukkas, every day is like a different moed. Oh, it's not yontif every day. It's a good question. It's not yontif every day, but is like a moed b'fnei atzmo. That in combination, the fact of already saying birkas haftarah, we are going to mention Schag HaSukkos is that Emer and get a Messiah Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim and Sukkos. So Sukkos, yes. Pesach, no, we did not mention, and that is the minhag for sure. But amongst Bnei Ashkenaz, we mention it on Sukkos. We do not mention Pesach and the Berkas Haftarah on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach whatsoever. Okay, fine. That's the chiluk over there. Then the Ramah goes on and it told us, V'noagin lomar shir ha-shirim b'Shabbos Chol HaMoed. We have the minhag to say shir ha-shirim on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Why is this? Sivkat and Yudzayim, Mishnah Berurah says like this. V'neishim b'forsh bo inyin Yetzias Mitzrayim. It talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim in shir ha-shirim. That's where we say shir ha-shirim, Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Okay, some say it Leil Pesach altogether. Some say it every Shabbos also. Fine. Then he goes on, and with Sukkos, Kohalas, Sukkos, we say Kohalas, why? Minei Sheim Yimei Simcha, because it's Yimei Simcha, Uksipa Kohalas, Ule Simcha, Ma Zu Osa. Okay, that's the reason why he says we say Kohalas on Sukkos. Others say it's because it's a Hevel of Olim, and the Sukkah is not really a Diras Arai. That's another reason why it's brought, it's a Diras Arai, and therefore, it's also like Hevel of Olim. It reminds us that the whole of life is like Hevel of Olim. Verus b'shavuos. Rus, we say on Shavuos, to Isa b'yalkut Rus, because it says in the Medrash in Rus, Ma inin Rus eitzel atzeres. Why does Rus, we say on Shavuos, shenikris mizman matan Torah, because it's zman matan Torah. Why is it said? Why? What's the connection between Rus and matan Torah? Lulam decha, because coming to teach us, shelo nisna Torah elayde yisurim v'oni. The Torah is only given over for people, oni and yisurim, through yisurim, and oni is the only one who can really mikabel the Torah, okay? And someone that kills himself for the Torah, that's someone who can mekabel the Torah and really learn Torah. And therefore we learn the Rus, which is talking about, obviously, Rus becomes very poor. Naomi became very poor, and it's going through a lot of tsaras. Does the Gula actually come? V'nagla krosa b'yom sheni, the minig is, V'nagla krosa b'yom sheni, the minig in Chutzlarts, they say Rus on the second day of Shavuos. And it's still, obviously, it's only one day, so we say it on the first day of Shavuos. Fine. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot and Yotes, we said we have the minhag is not to make a bracha on Mikra Megillah. That's not necessarily true. According to Al-Palskin, the Mishnah Berurah brings down three different days in terms of Kriyas Megillah. Number one, he says, Sivkot and Yotes, he said, V'chein yimskim ataz, ataz is not to make any bracha. Umagin Avram yimskimim, but ima utana poskim, hatzrichin levarach al kulam, chutz mikolas. Umagin Avram says, we make a bracha on all Megillahs, just not Kohelas. The Gra says, even on Kohelas, you make a bracha on all the Megillas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'lachein anoig levarach al kopanim, k'sheksuvim al klaf. If you have a klaf, someone who wants to make a bracha, bivadei in limchos biyado, don't be mocha biyado, because you have the Gra, and except for Kohelas, you have the Magen Avraham to rely on, and that is the minhag here in Eretz Yisrael, like the Gra, that if we have a klaf, we make a bracha on Sher Shirim, Kohelas, Rus, all those make a bracha. Others we go ahead and make a bracha. I believe also even on Eicha, we also make a bracha of Al Mikra Megillah, not of Shachiyano over there. We make Shachiyano on Kohelas and Shir Shirim and Rus also. In Chutz Arts, I believe the minig is not to go ahead and make a bracha like the Taz and the Machaber over here, but those are the three days brought down over here. Moreno of Rabbeinu of Nevinsa. Dibur Maslov and Noagim, he says over here, Chovas Kriyas Megillah Milvad Megillas Esther Chovas Tzibur. All the Megillah are a Chovas Tzibur. It's just if you have a Tzibur, you have a Chiyav to read, except for one, which is Megillas Esther, which is a Chovan Ekol Yachid V'Yachid to make sure they hear Megillas Esther. V'lachay Hamispal V'Yachidus Ein Lo Chovah LaOmrim. If you're davening Yachidus and Shavuos Sukkos Pesach, you would not have a Chiyav to read the Megillah. ayin b'sefer pula sachar ma'aser rav lagra. And he says, therefore, says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsel b'shasat sorach asher lomar as the megillas lifnei tefila b'shasat sorach. You could even say the megillas before tefila, not before kriyas haTorah, before tefila. Va'afilu nei birkas haTorah, even before birkas haTorah. Birkas Megillah, next Shabbos, the Birkas Torah. You can the Birkas Megillah that you're going to say on the Megillah. That's the Birkas Torah for the Megillah. Rakli Nizesh Hashuli Kriyas Megillah. That will enable you to say the Megillah. That's like the Birkas Torah for the Kriyas Megillah. That's the Chiddush of Rav Nevinsel all over here. Birkas Torah you still have to say for the rest of your Torah Limud throughout the day. He's Meramis over here. Let the Minag is over here in the Yeshiva to read Megillah's Rus. When you stay up all night, we say Megillah's Rus before Tefillah, in order to save time, because that's considered a Shas Tzorah, so people are not falling asleep during davening, Kriyas HaTorah, Megillah, we've mocked them in things, and therefore you could start Megillah's Rus even before davening, and therefore sometimes it's not even the time to say Birkas, they're not going to say Birkas Torah yet, you can really say Birkas Torah beforehand, that's what we do, but even if you didn't say Birkas Torah, you didn't hear Birkas Torah, you can rely on the Birkas HaTorah of the Kriyas Megillah, and that will enable you to hear Kriyas Megillah. And I'll nail it here, Chris Megillah, and then you go ahead and say regular Birkas HaTorah afterwards. Okay, that's the consider the Shas and Tzoruch over here that we say it before that. Let's move on. Tuf Tzadi Aleph. B'yimotzi Yantav, b'yimotzi Yantav Shalchol, b'yimotzi Yantav Shalchol Shalomoyt. And b'yimotzi Yantav, whether it's Motzi Yantav the first day, whether it's Motzi Shabbos Shalomoyt. Mavdil b'tfila, you say Avdallah b'tfila, day say Atachon Atano, even though it's still Moed. Even though you're going from Yantif to Moed, or Shabbos Cholomoed to Moed, nevertheless, you still say Avdallah b'tfila, you still have a chiyuv of Avdallah. Come on, Motzi Shabbos, just like I'm Motzi Shabbos. However, just we're missing a couple of El She'enu Mevarech Lo Alaner V'lo Abasami. So obviously something's missing over here, because first he's talking about saying Avdallah b'tfila, and all this time he's talking about a Ner and a besamim. So the Mishnah Berurah Zipkon Aleph says it's missing over here. Oh, by the way, you also do Avdallah ala kos. You do Avdallah kos, but you do it without a nir and without a besamim. Why do you do it without a nir and a besamim? Zipkon Beis and Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Zipkon Beis. Shem Avarchan ala nir ala motzi Shabbos motzi Yom Kippur. You always say a nir on motzi Shabbos and motzi Yom Kippur. Shenasa or, because only then is it usher to use fire. Aval be yantav last line lo neser or me olun litzarach yantav. As long as litzarach yantav, you're allowed to use fire. You're allowed to cook on yantav. You just can't create a fire. You can transfer a fire. Therefore, we do not make a bracha al birkas ha'er nor ner and after yantav or after yantav. Obviously, after Shabbos cholamoid, since it's Shabbos, you will say it al haner os. Another reason about that, at least by Shabbos, is it was created on Motzei Shabbos. That's why we say Birkas HaNer Lechatchila on Motzei Shabbos. It's Yom Kippur. We also say because there's an Isser of using Or on Yom Kippur. Sifkat and Gimel V'loah, but some you don't say B'samim Minyan. Also, Tinyam B'samim Kedei Lahashiv as a Nefesh, because B'samim is in order to bring back our Neshama Yaseira there, because our Nefesh is very sad, our Neshama is very sad. Shaku Eves Al Neshama Yaseira Shinila Menu Achar Shabbos, because the Neshama Yaseira leaves our body after Shabbos, and therefore we have a downward down, basically because our neshama Yisera left us. Oh, why not then in Yantif? Oh, Yantif, like in neshama Yisera, Yantif, we don't have a neshama Yisera. The whole Indian of bringing our spirituality, another is Archiv. That's why we say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. We're Mekadosh Yantif. Hashem is Mekadosh Shabbos, and he brings us our neshama Yisera. Therefore, when it leaves our body on Motzei Shabbos, we have to smell the Besamim and things like this. Then the Chacham say the Katva posting do a din to be Yantav Shechal b'Motzei Shabbos. Even if Yantav falls on a Motzei Shabbos, where lechora you should use Besamim because it's Motzei Shabbos. Nevertheless, Eim Mevarchan al Besamim. We still don't use Besamim. What's going to be with our Neshama Yisera leaving our body? The Atan l'fisheish machalim tovim miyashuvim daito kumo Besamim. Since we're going to have a Yantav meal, the Yantav meal is going to have extra special foods over there. That's going to bring back our Neshama also there. Therefore, we do not need the Besamim on Motzei Yantav, which is interesting because usually Besamim, we say we don't want to use Besamim because the sense of smell is the closest thing to neshama, because it has the least physicality. That's why we have to use besamim to bring back our happiness from the lack of neshama. Eating is much more physical, but nevertheless, we see over here Motzei Yantav, we can use the physical inyan of eating to bring back our happiness that our neshama yisera has left us. Okay, so that is the dinam over here in terms of avdallah. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsel has a suffix over here. If it is Motzei Yantav Rishon, it's going into Yantav Sheni, and it's also Shabbos. Yotzei Tzarchi and Kishchal Yantav Sheni Shal Golius B'Shabbos. When the second day of Yantav falls out on Shabbos, Can a Ben Eretz Yisrael motzi a Ben Chutz La'aretz? Because they have different Avdalas over here. One's Avdalah from Yontif to Chol, and one's from Yontif to Shabbos over here. Can they motzi each other in terms of he leads Sarachian over there? It sounds like he only is worried about a Ben Chutz La'aretz being yotzi through Avdalah of Ben Eretz Yisrael. Okay, it's interesting to discuss. Why not the other way also? But Tzif Beis is the following. Yontif Shechal Yos B'motzi Shabbos Omer V'atabach Hartar V'Oto Dieni. Yontif that falls out on Motzi Shabbos, we save it to Dieni. We have a whole paragraph of To Dieni which also talks about Avdalah in there. So it's like Avdalah and an Indian of Yontif. That's why we save it to Dieni. It's Magdal being Kodesh to Kodesh because you're going from Shabbos to Yontif over there. And therefore, it's Mavdil being Kodesh to Kodesh and not Mavdil being Kodesh to Chol. And Chol Moed, we say Mavdil being Shabbos L'Chol because Moed to Shabbos is Mamish like Chol, and therefore we say Mavdil being Kodesh to Chol. Last thing, Simit Tuf, Tzadi Beis. This is the Indian that we just finished saying last Thursday, and that is the Indian of Bahab. Okay, Bahab is stands for Bet Hey Bet, Monday, Thursday, Monday. The Indian is like this, that since Chag lasts for a whole week long, Shas, Sukkot, and Pesach, so we're afraid of mitoch eating so much and having yayin during these days. We're afraid that a person end up doing things that he wasn't supposed to do during Yontif. Okay, maybe he didn't learn enough. Maybe he did worse things like this. When you come to get out of your general routine and you get eating too much and yayin so much, sometimes people start doing averes that they don't necessarily do the rest of the year. And therefore, the Chachamim came and they were attacking that people should fast for 3 days after Yontif. 3 days after him attacking for all the sins they've done on Yontif. Okay, so why don't we do it? Why is it just fast pass right now? We're in the middle of here. We're at Lag BaOmer today. So why in the world are we just finishing Bahab? The reason is because in Tishrei Nisan we can't fast. So the fast of Beit HaBeit cannot start until Cheshvan and until Iyar to start. So we just finished the second Monday. Sorry, tomorrow is going to be the last day of Bahab, I believe. Okay. Last Monday, whatever. Bahab is right around this area. Says the Mechaber over here, Simon Tuf Tzadi Beis Sif Alf. Yesh Noagim Lisano Sheni Chamishi V'Sheni Achar HaPesach. The meaning is to fast Monday, Thursday, Monday, Dafka, Monday, Thursday, Monday, not Thursday, Monday, Thursday. Monday, Thursday, Monday, after Pesach. V'chein Achar Chagat Sukkos. U'mamtinan Ad Sheyavar Kol Chodesh Nisan. We wait for all Chodesh Nisan V'Tishrei to pass. V'az Mis'anim, then we start to go ahead and fast. Miyad Bahab. We start right away. The Ramayad's in over here right away. The Arshit is the hell. You wait till the middle of the year. But he says, no, you start right away. Miyad Bahab. Shefshar Lisanos right away when you could go ahead and fast. But Ashkenaz, with Sarfat, Nogul Lisanos, Osino Komo, Tanis Tzibor, Vilikos Vichal. Ashkenaz and Sarfat took it so seriously that we make it like a Tanis Tzibor. And we also read Vayichal during this time. As you've probably seen and you can imagine, the minig of Bahab has lessened in our days. As we are a much weaker generation, people generally fast less. Even Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevetzel holds that someone who's learning Torah for sure should not take on extra fasts. These are extra fasts that we not take on if it's going to weaken you in your Limud Torah. However, there are other things that people do say. People do say slichos during this time. In the Beit Knesset Ramban, 7 o'clock minute, they'll say slichos bedhead during this time. So some of you might not fast, but at least they'll say slichos, and they'll read Vayechal, but they'll only read Vayechal if there are 10 people fasting. So most Minyanim do not have 10 people fasting nowadays, but if you would have 10 people fasting, as the Mishra Berurah points out over here in Sikkot above, he says, Kol Sheish Beis Knesset Asara Shemisanim, then you could say Vayechal. If not, then we do not go ahead and say Vayechal. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here, like I said before, in Sifkat and Aleph, the reason why we have Bahab, Shechoshin Shem Mitoch Mishta V'Simcha, through having this Mishta V'Simcha during the Chag, Ba'oli Dei Avera, Kemosha Matzino Be'iv, Shemevi Karbonos, Va'atanis, Makum Karbon, Aval Bad Seres, oh, why not Shavuos? Why Shavuos? We don't have Bahab? Te'enuel, Yom Echad, Ein Choshin, it's only 1 day or 2 days in Chotzarts. Therefore, we don't have so much time to do too many averas, and therefore, we do not have the minig of Bahab. So that is the minig of Bahab over here that we mentioned. And the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sukkot and Gimel, mentions also there's even a special Mishnah Berach for the people who fast Bahab. And they say, we said it at the Vesikim in Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevetzel's a couple of weeks ago on Shabbos. We say the special Brach, the special Mishnah Berach for those who go ahead and fast Bahab. Ad Kan for today.